second crack at the secondary. Does that excite you? What do you see going in this? Does that help you from having seen him already once?
Yeah, you played against the team once. You got prepared the right way for him. Just because you see him once, I mean, you know him. I mean, they could do some things different and play things differently. But as far as just play what you see, I mean, what you watch on tape, and react that way. And in the game time, just make plays.
Could you talk about the weather? We were just asking you about it. This weather is going to be the coldest you've seen.
Yeah, they said something like 0 degrees, so I guess a hot summer day in Miami would be fun a little bit.
How does that affect a guy like you whose hands are important?
Yeah, I mean, it's cold, but, I mean, we get like, heaters and we got gloves and stuff like that to make us okay, so we'll be fine out there. I mean, you got to make it work. Use it to your advantage. I mean, nobody likes being cold, but you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
How much of an advantage of it is being on the sun side? Everson mentioned that it's maybe like 8 degrees warmer or something.
Lucky us. I mean, that's God looking out for us, I guess. And I'm grateful for the little sun that we get, but it doesn't really matter to me. You still got to catch the ball, so I know something.
Did Coach Zimmer say anything today? Is there any, like, words that he said to the team as a, you know, getting back to work today and the focus on Sunday?
Just the usual stuff that he preaches to us, just to stay with our fundamentals, stay in your books, and be ready to go, just to put the time in and the work. Just got to have good practices so you can play good on Sunday.
What's your concern about that, I guess?
He's a good player. Athletic, they're good. They're good all around defensively, but in specific, he's a good player.
So, Pondé, do you have a chance to look back at your learning curve personally this year, and not only from the last time you played Seattle, but from the very beginning, and how has your world on the field changed?
I mean, more time I spend on the field, the older you get, basically, with experience, the wiser you get going against different guys and how much time you spend on the field. So I was a young guy. I'm still a young guy. I still got a lot of learning to do, but I learned a lot.
When you're facing Seattle this time around, what did you learn from the losses last time as a team? I know Coach always wants you to stay ticked off and have a chip, but what did you learn from that?
Just as far as how we played, we didn't play to the best of our ability, and we fell short. As everybody knows, everybody saw, we just got to play better. We've been playing some good ball lately, and we're playing as a team. So I look forward to the game. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun out there. So play your best ball down the stretch.
Have the veterans talked to you guys? Like, I know that Chad and B-Rob were saying, you know, 2009, last time we won the title, yes, we thought we'd have it again. What do they say to you guys?
We haven't. Well, they don't really preach to us about that type of stuff. B-Rob had a pregame speech as far as going and giving everything you got. But other than that, it's not a conversation. It's more so you see it in the guys' eyes, and you see the guys who've been here for a while and how much that game means to them as far as the title. And not only just a banner, but to continue to get in the playoffs and continue to play well. It meant a lot to them. And you can see it. You can feel it, especially on the field.
Steph, I know we always kind of stress cold and whatnot, but for a receiver, I know a ball feels different from September to now. How do you prepare for something like that? I guess get used to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold out here, so go out in the cold, catch a lot of passes. I mean, being indoors catching passes won't really help you as much as being outside and being what you're going to be in, because, I mean, you're comfortable in here. It's a little warmer. Your hands, you might feel your hands a little bit more. But when it's outside, you are cold. And your hands are pretty much cold, so you're just going to have to get used to it and really just make it work. I mean, you're playing at the highest level, so it shouldn't be no excuse. Cold definitely shouldn't be no excuse.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day. All right.